Born resident Amir Mabio says she brought her 1.5-year-old son, who has a high fever, to the hospital this morning to see a doctor, but was surprised to find the outpatient department was locked. Mabio says she waited hours for a doctor to show up.
I came with my child to the hospital a while ago and I've not found a doctor around. The doctors are not in the hospital. I'm now confused on what to do. My child is very sick. We the residents trust the main hospital to help us treat our children, but now there is no help. We're stranded.
Another Bor resident, Daniel Nyak, says he worries that with the main health facility closed due to the strike, residents won't have access to health care. Nyak says private health sectors are too expensive for most citizens, many of whom are underpaid government employees.
That population which is not able to afford the private clinics will not be able to go to anywhere except to stay at home. And when you have a severe condition, whichever disease you have, and you are not able to access where the health services are cheaper. So that means when somebody is having a severe condition will lead to death.
Nyak says it is up to the government to address the issue. Nurse John Anye, the deputy head of the union at Bor State Hospital, says workers walk off the job because they have not been paid their incentives or salaries for January. Anyath says the over 200 health workers, including doctors, nurses, lab technicians, and cleaners, went on a strike Tuesday.
Find that someone may come in the morning and work until evening. So there's no other way of getting out and look for other means of survival. When we talk of education, most of the children of the staff have been sent out from the school, because they are not paid their school fees. So the staff look into it and say that they better lay down their tool. And if the government is not engaging the partner.
And yet, says workers felt they had no other option but to go on a strike as government officials have ignored their pleas for help. He says families of the staff have nothing to eat and their children have been chased out of school because parents cannot pay school fees.
The ministry has to engage care such that staff incentives are paid, such that they go and handle their personal problems at their home level.
Jonglei State Health Minister Tong Kwal Manyang says she is aware of the strike and the delay in paying hospital workers incentives.
We had, of course, communicated with care and the hospital administration that it was important to pay these incentives because we know most people here, the salaries that they get cannot sustain them. And of course, incentives are what they look forward to every month. And if they come on time, they are able to solve some of the small issues.
Manyang says workers will likely be paid late this month or in March. She is urging hospital staff to return to work, saying her ministry is engaging with Care International, which supports the hospital.
After they laid down their tool, there was some communication between the ministry and our partner, which is Care International, which of course supports the Bor State Hospital. So what came out yesterday, actually it was this morning, is that there's a commitment letter confirming that by next week, at least by end of next week, they will have paid all the incentives for January for the staff of the hospital.
Incentives range from $40 to $600 for a staff. A doctor receives $600. A clinical officer gets $450, while nurses and midwives receive $350. In the recent past, doctors, nurses, clinical officers, midwives, and other staff went on a strike at several health facilities, including Juba Teaching Hospital, South Sudan's only national referral hospital, over the same issues. Many patients were left in the lurch. Compared to other medical professionals in the region, South Sudanese healthcare workers are vastly underpaid and receive no health benefits, according to the South Sudan Doctors Union. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.